New year, new school year not too far away, and that involves the Scone Neighbourhood Centre. Joining us to have a chat about it is, newly re-elected Councillor Lee Watts. Lee, how are we doing? And congratulations as well.
Well, thank you. And, going pretty well. How about you, Andrew?
We're all pointing in the right direction for 2022, but we stand by given the way things have been going, don't we?
Well, I mean, that's all we can do. Stand by, listen and do what we're told.
Exactly right. Now, coming up next Tuesday, you've got the community laundry that's opening. Tell us a little bit about that.
So our community laundry was funded through the Stronger Communities Program and through JobLink Plus. And also Scone RSL Club. So they've all got together and we now have purchased a demountable building which will service as a community laundry for the homeless. So there will be a washing machine dryer in there for people that are homeless to come and be able to wash their clothes in a good environment and also have access to our other services as well. So we're going to open that on Tuesday. We will have Barnaby Joyce will be coming down Tuesday at 11, and we'll also have Joe Watling from JobLink Plus joining us as well. So if anyone would like to come along, please let me know on 6545 2562.
I've got to be there just to see if Barnaby turns up with a basket full of washing.
Yes, well, that could be the case. Let's hope he brings a truckload of washing powder for us. That'd be nice.
If anyone can do that, it is Barnaby Joyce for sure. Now, also, with the school year returning at the beginning of February, you're looking for some volunteers to help out on the breakfast shift.
That's right. Now, our morning breakfast van, it's called the Morning Bites breakfast van, and it's located just at the front of our new location. Now, just a reminder that we have moved. We're at 89 Kelly Street now, which is right next door to Elizabeth Park. So our little van is out the front, ready to go, but we do need some new volunteers for the year. Now, the shift is it's just 7:45 to 8:50, and you just serve breakfast to the children on their way past. It's a very rewarding job. It's, you get to chat to the kids, and it is quite rewarding. So if something that might fit into your schedule, we would love to hear from you. Now, we don't throw you in the van on your own. You will be with a second person whatever day, and you can choose. It might be once a month, once a week, whatever you have the time to fit in. We would love to hear from you. And, Andrew, it's come a long way. When we first started, we used to have to put it on a tow bar and trail around to the front and hook it up and put the electricity in. Now it's basically it's there, and you pop in the morning and you're ready to go. You just turn everything on. So, so anyone that's interested, we would love to hear from you.
Do we need to have experience? Do we need to know how to flip pancakes or anything like that?
Absolutely not. We do some preparation in the van, but, look, we make it so easy for you. Because we'll do anything from egg and bacon rolls to toasted sandwiches to hash browns to pancakes. So we have the whole full menu. But look, pretty simple. There's no experience necessary, just a smiley face and ready to work for that hour in the morning.
A fantastic community initiative from the Scone Neighbourhood Centre. Lee Watts, thank you very much for joining us, and you have a happy new year.
You too, and to all your listeners as well.